As was mentioned in the introduction, we've had a little bit of rain recently. I picked up a newspaper on the way here today, and it says 3 months rainfall in hours. 999 network grinds to a halt. For those of you who aren't familiar with English telephones, that is the magic number if you want help from the fire, the police and ambulances and so on. Thousands of homes flooded. Just up the road from here, there have been people standing in their cars all night because of the rain. It's been absolutely unbelievable. But what is this? Is it global warming? Is it climate change? Or is it perhaps something else? If you'll turn with me to Amos. One of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, Amos chapter 4. We'll just read verses 6 to 9, and then we're going to go through and we're going to answer the problem, because it's right here in front of us. Amos 4, verse 6. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities and want of bread in all your places. Yet you have not yet returned to me, says the Eternal. Verse 7. And also I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city and caused it not to rain on another. One place was rained upon, and the one piece whereupon it rained not withered. Verse 8. So two or three cities wandered into one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Eternal. Verse 9. I have smitten you with blasting and with mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Eternal. Interesting article that appeared in the paper. It's actually on the church website, on the news. A chappie called Thomas Sutcliffe wrote this article. And it says, when is a bishop like a suicide bomber? And it goes into this recent attack in Glasgow Airport, where this Islamic gentleman drove his 4x4 into the main entrance and blew it up and set himself on fire. And I think he's actually since died. And he says, the Bishop of Carlisle expressed the view that the recent floods in the north of England were a sign of God's displeasure, not only at our environmental frecklessness, but also at our own willful refusal as a society to discriminate against homosexuals. It says, this is a strong and definite judgment because the world has become arrogant in going its own way, he said. We are reaping the consequences of our moral degradation. Hear, hear! Amazing! But what happened? The writer, listen to what the writer says about somebody making this kind of statement. The writer, Mr. Sutcliffe, says, of course, there are important differences between the bishop and the Glasgow attacker. The bishop restricts himself to condoning the actions of a terrorist god, while the human fireball appointed himself as a direct tool of divine wrath. It's hardly a distinction to be sneezed at in these dangerous times. But it's not quite enough to quell the sense that the bishop finds himself in a distant intellectual kinship with the suicide bomber. Both worshippers of a God who communicates through the deaths of innocents. That is what we are going to have to put up with. Because this scripture makes it quite clear. It says, I stopped the rain. I'm making you go hungry. Why? To get you to come back to me, and you're not doing it. So let's have a look at this scripture and see what it actually says. Verse 6. I have also given you cleanness of teeth, famine, or food shortage. Out of every 8 children under the age of 12, one out of every 8 children under the age of 12 goes to bed hungry. Where do you think that is? One of the African countries, maybe somewhere in the Far East? That is in the United States of America, the land of plenty. 1 in 8 children go to bed hungry. Every year, 15 million children die of hunger. For the price of one missile, a school full of hungry children could eat lunch every day for 5 years. It's a crazy world we live in, isn't it? The World Health Organization estimates that 1/3 of the world is well-fed, 1/3 is underfed, and 1/3 is starving. That's 2 billion, 2 billion, 2 billion. 3 billion people in the world today struggle to survive on less than $2 or £1 per day. Half the world's population. Cleanness of teeth? I think so. Verse 7, and I have withholden the rain from you when there was yet 3 months to the harvest. Now there's a clue there, you see. It's that the rain's been withholden when? At a specific time. Because the blessing that was supposed to be on the people was rain in due season. The former rain and the latter rain. The former rain when you were planting your seed so that it could germinate, and the latter rain came a while before the harvest, so the fruit or the grain would swell and you'd have a tremendous harvest. And he says, I cause it not to rain on one city. So one city got no rain, the other city got rain. You see? It's not actually drought. There are a number of people over the years who've always said that Mr. Armstrong said there was going to be, there's got to be a drought before Christ comes. Well, there has. We're going to go into that because that's a separate question. What we're talking about now is wild weather, crazy climate, whatever you want to call it. You could call it global warming. You could call it climate change. But it's far worse than that because God is orchestrating it. He said, I have withholden the rain. He is in total command. So one city had drought, while the other had floods. You've only got to look at California. California this year started off in January with a freak frost, which totally eliminated virtually the whole of the citrus crop. $1 billion worth of fruit destroyed. Then they come into the summer and they have no rain. But they have lots of forest fires that are destroying whole swathes of the country. They've now got water restrictions. If you just come a little bit more into America, going east into Kansas and Texas, the water there is up to the gutters on the houses. Floods. You come into Europe, look what we've had in this country. We got the rain just at the wrong time. A third of our pea harvest, which is a major harvest in this country, has been totally destroyed. And the land is so wet, we can't get on to plant the winter crops. So it says two or three cities wandered into one city to drink water. This talk now of trying to get a pipeline, which has been going on for years, we keep talking about it and not acting, from the north of Scotland right the way down to the south of England. Because they've got plenty of water up there. Plenty of water. But in the south of England, we've got problems. And the government still want to go and build another 20,000 houses in our area alone. Most of which would be on a floodplain. It always makes me smile. I heard an expert on the radio a few days back, and he was going at the government because of all these new houses they want to build on a floodplain. He said, do you know why it's called a floodplain? Because it floods. He says, and then it floods, and we say, oh, isn't it terrible? He said, no, it's plain stupid. It's plain stupid. Verse 9, another interesting verse. I have smitten you with blasting and with mildew. Now, for those who've just driven down the M5 rather slowly, you saw a lot of mildew. Blasting, literally the word means scorching. So this is the effect produced upon grain and other plants by the hot east winds which blow from the desert in Arabia. They usually continue to blow for 2 or 3 days at a time. If they occur in the spring near ripening time, the grain often turns yellow and does not mature properly. Right? And mildew? Oh, mildew is a fungus caused by dampness. So blasting is the result of drought, and mildew is the result of floods, or at least too much rain. Or more specifically, too much rain at the wrong time. And then it goes on. About the palmer worm. It says the palmer worm that, it says, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increase. You see, there's still stuff growing here. It says, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. So there are places where stuff's still growing, right? It says, then the palmer worm devoured them. Now, this palmer worm, where that word comes from is rather vague. What it really means in the Hebrew is a caterpillar. Literally. It could be the early form of the locust, but it could be others. My wife pointed out in the garden the other day, one of the leaves on our beans had been totally eaten away. All that was left was the actual skeletal structure of the leaf. It was quite beautiful. And on it was a little caterpillar, which was about 3/4 of an inch long and a bit thicker than a pin. And that's the only one that was on there. It's obviously chowed this whole leaf all by itself. And if it had brought along a few thousand of its mates, we'd have had no beans left. So you see, this is what's happening. If you keep your eyes on the church news site, on the church website, I'm putting up articles on the weather just to give you an idea as to what's going on around the world. I've mentioned California. Then you come into, say, Kansas and Texas, that area. They've got floods. As you come further east, you come into a drought zone. The American grain surplus is all but gone because they've been selling it to China. Why? Well, because China is split in half. The southern half is floods. And when they get floods, they really get floods. 10 million people have had to leave their homes in one area. 10 million people. That's a sixth of our population. Right. But the northern half of the country has got drought. The ground is rock hard. And that's where they go their grain. So the Chinese have been buying the grain. So now America's great surplus of grain is disappearing fast. It's all but gone. And now enter another problem. The price of oil is going up. So what they're going to do now is they're going to make biofuel from wheat. They can make ethanol from wheat. The problem with that is that it takes as much wheat that would feed a person for a whole year to make one tank full of ethanol to stick in your car. And they want to make 8 billion gallons of this stuff in America. That's a third of the American grain crop. So what's going to happen is they're going to use all that grain to make ethanol so they can all drive around their 4x4s. And they're not going to have any to give away as they've been doing for years and keeping the African nations and Russia in some cases alive. So the price of grain is going, it's already going through the roof. The price of food is going up. Australia had the coldest winter on record. A few weeks back there they had ice and snow and all sorts of things that they don't normally get. They've just had the worst drought in 100 years, followed by the worst floods ever. And if any of you have ever lived in a drought, as I did down in southern Africa, we had 7 years with very little rain. The ground literally becomes like concrete. And then you get this incredibly heavy rain, and it just runs. And it all runs down, it all goes obviously downhill. And if you're at the bottom of the hill, you've got a small problem. In fact, you've got a massive problem. That's why we never, ever, ever got a house down there that was at the bottom of a hill. It was just madness. You always got at least halfway up the hill. At least you were safe then, as long as you had a ditch at the top, the back of your garden to direct the water down the side of your house. Because when it rains. And yet yesterday, we had rain in the south of England that was far heavier than anything I ever saw in southern Africa, where you have a monsoon type situation. 3 months rain in a few hours. Half of the tube network in London, the underground, was closed because the stations were flooded. The emergency number, 999, crashed. It could not handle the number of calls. There are tens of thousands of people out of their homes, and they won't be able to get back in some cases for up to 18 months. Because what it does, it gets in under the floorboards. It lifts the floorboards up. It gets in behind the plaster. You've got to rip all the plaster off the walls. And even if you chuck all your furniture upstairs, it still gets ruined because of all the dampness and you get mildew. I filmed it. I filmed a flood in London many, many years, in the early 70s, I think it was, when I was at college. And we went back there a year later and very, very few people were back in their homes. It is a terrible disaster. And yet in China, it's affected 10 million people, not just 120,000 or whatever it is in this country. So what's actually happening here? Well, what's actually happening here is, it's like Mr. Bowles mentioned a while back about the end time events. The news events, they get like birth pangs. They're getting worse and they're getting more often. The terrorist attacks started off as being blow up an embassy. Then it was blow up nightclubs in Bali and everybody said, oh, 200 people. Then it was the Twin Towers. Suddenly we're looking at several thousand people and a bunch of prized real estate right in the heart of America. Now Osama bin Laden claims that he's been given a fatwa to destroy 10 million Americans by using nuclear explosions in about 7 different cities. And they're all timed to go off simultaneously. That's their plan. That's their plan. Each thing gets worse. It gets more powerful, and the events are coming closer together. And that's what's happening with the weather. The same thing's happening with the weather. God is going to bring this world to its knees, not just the Israelitish countries, because food prices are going to go up. The poor are going to battle to get food. That's going to cause strife. There's another big thing coming up with water, strangely enough. Try and get water. Look at the Middle East. Look at Israel. One river going down the middle and everybody taking water out of it. When the Jordan River goes into the Dead Sea, you can step over it. It's a trickle. The Dead Sea has dropped, I think, something like 10 feet over the last 15 years. The banks are all crumbling. When I went there was it 1970 we went down there, you got out of the car and about 30 yards away was the water's edge. And people were all lying on top of the water like. It looks like a bunch of corks bobbing up and down. Now you've got to walk 3/4 of a mile to get to the water. They're taking them out on these little buggy things there. 3/4 of a mile to the water's edge. And it's dangerous because sinkholes are appearing. So what about this drought that's coming? A number of people have said that they're not going to flee until they see the drought. Well, be warned that in Revelation, just make a note of this, Revelation 11 verse 6, we're talking about the two witnesses. These have the power to shut up heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And if you want to check in, Luke chapter 4, verse 25, it confirms there that that is 3.5 years. That's going to be when the drought is. So if people are waiting to see a national drought, then it's too late because you'll be in the tribulation. What we're going to see before that time is the kind of weather we're having now, only it's going to get worse. There's always been extremes of weather. Hurricane Katrina was terrible. $81 billion damage. It's paled into insignificance by the 1926 hurricane at Miami, which in modern day terms cost $140 billion. You see, there's always been a worse event. But what's happening now is that every other year we're having these things. So in conclusion, I'm going to give you a long-range weather forecast. Unlike the British BBC one, this one is accurate. Expect the unexpected. Out-of-season weather. Floods, droughts, excess cold, excess heat, hurricanes, tornadoes. We had the other day in England. Now, in America, you'll laugh when I tell you a tornado that's 10 to 15 feet in diameter, when you get them over a mile. But this little whirligig came down, lifted a half-ton solid steel skip, a garbage skip, right? Lifted it 100 feet in the air and threw it 300 yards down the road and destroyed a house. Now, what kind of force does it take to lift half a ton of steel and throw it right the way down the road like a toy? Never used to get these things like that, but they're happening, and they're happening more and more. All of this is going to contribute to higher food prices and then food shortages. And remember who's behind it all. The great God, the eternal God. In Deuteronomy 28, if you read there, the blessings and the cursings to Israel, go over it, read it again. The first little bit's a few verses. It's wonderful, the blessings that will come if for obedience. But when he gets to verse 12, he says, I, the eternal, shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain upon thy land in its season. In its season. Now, when we're right coming up to the harvest time, it's just not the season. And ultimately, he says, I will make your heaven as brass, and the earth under you shall be like iron. God is going to use the weather and several other things to bring this world to its knees, to admit, eventually, when their eyes are opened, that just how wrong we were as a people, especially the people of Israel, who should really know better.